So I had 2 weeks off.
牧师说他有休息了两周。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Did you enjoy last week?
大家上周我 Grandview 来到我们当中，大家享受神的同在吗？
We pray that God's presence will always be with us like that.
我们祷告愿神的同在每周每次都与我们同在。
The last time when I was preaching, I was talking about discipleship.
我上一次的那个讲道内容是关于使人做门徒。
Just let quickly recap.
让我们再回顾一下之前那个讯息。
Remember the purpose of discipleship.
我们使人做门徒的目的是什么呢？
Is that God wants to restore the image of God in us.
神想要恢复在我们里面的神的形式形象。
After the fall of man, we lost.That image of God.
当人最初堕落的时候，我们失去了神造我们的那个形象。
So in Christ,
在基督里面
，God wants to restore that image.
神想要重新恢复我们里面神的形象。
And so it is God's will that we all become like Jesus.
所以是父神的心意，让我们每个人都成为耶稣的样式。
Because Jesus is the image of God.The image of the invisible God.
因为耶稣基督那爱子是所看不见神之像。
And in that, God will restore our relationship with Him.
那么在基督里面，神恢复我们与神的关系。
So that we may know who we are.
以致让我们可以认识我们真实的身份。
Our own identity.
我们真实的身份。
And our own worth.
还有我们真实的价值。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So remember.All the time we are becoming, God is restoring that image of God in us that He has made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
所以让我们记得，当神最初在伊甸园创造亚当和夏娃的时候，神所创造那个样式，神要在我们里面逐渐的恢复。
Hopefully, throughout the years, we'll become more and more like Jesus.
希望在我们在未来的日子，我们每一天都一天更像耶稣。
Amen, and not more and more like the devil.
不是更像仇敌的样式，而是像主的样式。
Okay, now whenever we talk about discipleship, usually we're thinking about classroom, more knowledge.
那时候我们讲说做门徒培训的时候，我们会想到说，哎，坐在一个教室当中学习一个课程啊什么的。
No, discipleship is really following Jesus.
其实做门徒就是跟随我们的主。
It's not something that we just learn.You have to go through life. You have to experience.
所以并不只是在课本上学习的一个知识，而是在我们每天的实际生活当中要操练的。
How many of you know to follow Jesus, there is a cost?
有多少人知道在跟随耶稣做他的门徒有一个代价要付呢？
Amen. That's why anybody who preach a gospel saying when you become a Christian, everything will be fine, they are preaching a false gospel.
所以当有人给你传福音说当你信了耶稣以后什么事都会很好没有问题的那么你可能听到的就是一个假福音。
Let me begin with Luke chapter 14 verse 26.
让我们开始在路加福音的
So Jesus is talking to a big crowd of non-believers.
那么这里耶稣他所教训的对象呢是一群不信主的人。
And this is how heEncourage people to follow him.
这是主如何鼓励他去跟随。
You know, a lot of us, right? I mean, Jesus would not fit into most of our churches.
那么可能耶稣他的那种方式跟如今的很多教会的那种方式很格格不入。
This is Jesus' way of talking to a big crowd, thousands of people.
这是主耶稣对着他面前一大群那些不信的人所讲话的方式。
If it was me, I would preach my best sermon.
如果是我的话，我把我最棒的那个讲道讲出拿出来讲。
Amen. That everybody would love.
然后呢，所有那些听众都会喜欢。
But not with Jesus.
但这是并不是耶稣做事的方法。
This is how he began his teaching.
这是主如何开始他的讲他的教导。
Verse 26, chapter 14, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
路加福音十四章二十六节，主说：“人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。”
Notice he covered everybody.
注意到没有？这里主是覆盖了所有的人对象。
Your mom and dad and your entire family.
你的父母包括你全家人都提到了。
What did he say?
他这里说什么
？You don't hate them.
如果你不恨他们。
How many of us got parents?
有多少人有父母的
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
Do you hate them?
你恨他吗
If you don't hate them, then you're not worthy to be the disciple of Jesus.
如果你不恨你的父母或者甚至你的弟兄姊妹那么你就不配做主的门徒
Is that what Jesus really is teaching?
这真的是主他所要传达的一个真实的讯息吗
You know, when I was a young Christian, when I read this scripture, I thought, I cannot accept this.
当我刚刚信主不久的时候，我读到这个经文，我很难去理解、接受。
In Chinese, right, the wrong translation, they say prefer, right? Love your parents. If you don't more, yeah, it's not. It's literally the word hate.
其实中文的翻译，我们好像变得更委婉一点，说你不爱你的父母胜过爱我的话。
The word hate in Greek is very easy to remember. Miso.
Miso. 就是其实英文只是讲的讨厌恨的这个字眼。
So whenever you drink, your miso soup, you're drinking a soup that you hate.
那么其实希腊文就是 miso, 那么就是日本有一个味噌汤。
So the word miso,
就是恨。
The word miso is to hate.
那么这个希腊文的本意就是来憎恨。
Dislike.
不喜欢。
To love less.
就是根本都不爱他们。
Is that what Jesus is teaching us?
那么主这里到底要告诉我们什么呢
？No，
是不是告诉我们要恨我们的父母呢
？Jesus, if that is true, then he's teaching us to break the fifth commandment, honor your mother and father. Correct?
如果主真的是这是他主讲的真实意义，那么就是跟那个十大诫命的第五条要孝敬你的父母相违背的。
Hey, Hans, you know, I feel I'm a little bit screechy.
Is it me too now?
Yeah, I don't know.So surely Jesus is not teaching us to break the Ten Commandments.
主这不是教导我们要去好像破那个十诫当中的。
In order to understand what he means by hate, we have to understand the ancient way of talking.
我们这里要明白这个恨这个字眼呢，我们要明白在古时他们说话的方式。
It is an Old Testament way of saying you must choose.
其实在旧约当中这个恨呢就是代表说你必须要做一个选择
to choose.
你要选择
So Romans chapter 9 verse 12 to 13 it says She was told Rebecca The older will serve the younger as it is written Jacob I loved and Esau I hated
在罗马书九章十二节，神就对加百利利百加说：“将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。”
Paul is quoting Malachi chapter 1.
那么保罗在引用马拉基书的经文
where the Lord says to Rebecca, Jacob I loved and Esau I hated. Does God hate Esau?
所以这里神对利百加说 我喜爱雅各我恨恶以扫是真的这个意思他讨厌以扫吗
No, the answer is when you go home you look at verse 11 first and you realize Paul was saying when both of these child were born they have not done anything yet and yet God separated them gave one a calling different from the other
其实我们在罗马书九章十一节往前面看的经文，他说双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只是要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
Which means that at birth God chose Jacob over Esau. So the Old Testament way of saying he hated Esau is not emotional hate; it's just that. He chose.
所以从这个经文我们可以看到说，神是在他们出生的时候就拣选了雅各为他所要的，所以并不在乎是情感上一种憎恶恨恶他，而是说他出于神的旨意来拣选他。
And then in Genesis chapter 29 it's not there. Remember Leah and Rachel.
所以在创世纪讲到利亚跟利百加。
Where Jacob loved Rachel and hated Leah.
就好像当时雅各不喜欢利亚。
So therefore, what it's basically saying to us is that Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah.I prefer Rachel over Leah.
所以在雅各的两个妻子当中呢，雅各呢，他选择了那个 Rachel 来做他的更喜欢的那个妻子。
Amen. And that's the way Old Testament says.
所以就是按照旧约的方法来表达一种方式。
When you love one son more than the other, they say you love the first one and hate the second one.
所以你比两个儿子当中，你比起另外一个，你更喜欢另外一个儿子的时候，你会说你喜欢这个正午那个。
Don't tell me what I mean. I don't blame me. I'm not responsible for language like that.
所以就是大家也不要怪罪我哈，就是这个有这个
Hans,
理解上的不同。
Can I just a little bit louder, please? Yeah. Now, so this is not an emotional expression.
所以这里讲的这个恨呢，并不是一种情感上的一种理解。
It means to choose.
只是在两个选择当中选择了另外一个。
So Jesus says, "You need to choose me above your family."
所以换言之，主耶稣是告诉我们，相对你的家人、你的父母，你要选择我。
Because if you don't,
因为如果你不这样做的话
，then you're not going to be my disciple.
你就不能做我的门徒。
Now Jesus is not saying that out of selfishness. He's saying that because if you do not choose him above everything else.You will not make it. You will not be able to become his disciple because you will fall. You will give up being a disciple.
所以主这里说，我们要在我们父母在家人之上要选择他，并不是出于他自己的私欲，他这样讲，而是主知道，如果我们不做这样的选择，我们就不可能做到成为基督徒。
Jesus saying, if you do not choose me above everything else.You will not succeed in becoming my disciple.
换言之，主是告诉我们，如果我们在一切事之上，我们不选择主的话，那我们在成为他门徒方面就不得以成功。
You see, for us, many times when people ask, "What's more important? What order do you place family, yourself, and God?" Most people will say, "God, family, and yourself." Number one is God.Number two is family. Number three is yourself, right?
当人问你这个问题要排优先顺序的时候，在神、家庭和你自己做选择，很多人会排列说教会、家庭，然后我自己。
Whenever people ask me that, my answer is all three are just as important to me.
那么有人问我这个问题，我的回答是说这三样东西对我来说是一样重要的。
I cannot live without any of the three.
就是缺少了这三样中的哪一个，我都无法活着。
Amen. All of us will put God, family, and yourself equally as important.
我们会把神和家庭、我们自己看着一样重要。
But even that, God is saying.
但尽管我们是这样认为，但是神主是对我们说
，Be my disciple.
要成为我的门徒。
I have to be above all else, everything else.
我要在你所认为很重要的一切事之上。
Otherwise, you won't make it.
不然你就不可能做得到。
It's a decision that all of us has to make.
这是一个我们所有人要做的一个决定。
To succeed as a disciple, you have to place God, Jesus, above all.
如果我们要成功的作为主的门徒，我们必须要做一个选择，要把主放在一切之上。
How do we know that is the correct interpretation?
我们如何知道我们这个理解是正确的呢
？Then you go to verse 27 because Jesus carries on to justify, qualify what he says.
所以在接下来罗马书九章二十七节，主继续给我们解释。
He says, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which one of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it?
这里是路加福音十四章二十七节，主接着说：“凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。”
So Jesus is basically saying, if you do not count the cost, if you do not realize what it will cost you, then you will not be able to finish.
他这里说
as a disciple.
你们哪一个要盖一座楼不先坐下算计花费能盖成不能呢就是如果我们在开始之前不去算计计算我们的那个代价我们如何能做成呢
Now the whole passage the whole passage really focuses on one word own cross
那么这段经文整个专注那个重点就是十字架自己的十字架
What does he mean by if you do not carry your own cross?
他说这里说不背起自己的十字架什么意思呢
Now, we as Christians, looking back, we misinterpret what the cross means to them.
很多时候当我们基督徒在理解这个十字架的时候常常有一些误解。
For us, the cross is crucifying our flesh.
可能对我们来说十字架就是我们把我们的肉体钉在十字架上
Denying ourselves and follow Jesus
我们舍己来跟随主
Amen In other words We have to embrace what Jesus done on the cross
换言之我们要来拥抱承认主在十字架所做的
But Jesus was talking to a crowd
但是主这里在对那些不信的人说的
He has not yet been crucified
那个时候他还没有被钉十字架。
The meaning of the cross is totally different to them, is to us when we look back.
所以在那个时候主说话的那个时候他所指的这个十字架跟如今的我们对这个十字架理解是有不同的。
So Jesus is not, he does not mean taking up the cross as from the point of view of him hanging on the cross, the work of Jesus.
所以这里讲的十字架并不是到已经他是不是只说在之后主要被钉十字架的那个
What he means is that when he spoke to the crowd, what does the cross meant to them?
所以但是当他跟那些人群在说话的时候对于那些众人来说这个十字架意味着什么呢
The cross meant shame.
这个十字架可能对那时的人说是羞愧
Humiliation.
是一种羞辱
Punishment,
是一种惩罚
as though you are a criminal,
就好像你是一个犯人一样
You've done something wrong,
你做犯错了
and it's a shameful thing,
是一个非常羞辱、耻辱的事情
So Jesus is basically saying, when you become a Christian, your family will be ashamed of you.
所以主在说，当你成为基督徒以后，你的家人都引以为辱
They will reject you,
他们可能会拒绝你
as though you are a criminal.
就好像你是一个犯人一样
As though you've done something wrong.
就好像你做错了什么事一样
Isn't that what happens when you go and tell your mom and dad Mom, Dad, I've become a Christian
其实是不是当我们信主了告诉我们家人他们对我们的那个反应是
这样子呢 Do they say, Hallelujah, let's celebrate
他们会说、oh, Hallelujah, 我们来庆祝吧你信主了
When I did that in 1987 My response was CJ
当我在1987年我做这个事情告诉我父母告诉我家人我信主的时候我得到的答复是这样子
观音养大你
他说观音你这个坏孩子你这个观音把你养大了
你个败家仔快给我烂走
你这个败家子你赶快给我滚出去吧
That was the greetings I had
这是我所得到的一个回应
And then my brothers and sisters who heard I become a Christian first day mocked me
那么我的弟兄姊妹他们听到了我信主这个消息他们就取笑我嘲笑我
me,
拒绝我
ganged up together,
他们呢就是拉帮结派来敌对我
and some say, I've got mental disorder.
他们觉得我好像发神经了头脑出问题了
对不对 I never had any red carpet
我没有
But what I did, I had rejection
我没有得到我家人那种给我同欢喜的那种待遇
As though I have committed a crime.
就好像我做了好大件事错事我成罪人了
Enough for your parents to say to you get out of my house.
做了好像一种成了千古罪人以致我的父母要把我赶出家门
You go home under persecution.
那么好像你回到家受到家里人给你的逼迫
Jesus says If you do not hate them, if you do not choose me above them, then you cannot be my disciple.
所以为什么主之前在讲说，如果你在你的父母家人之上没有选择我的话，你不能做我的门徒。
Can you imagine when I went home?
想想我当初我信主回家以后。
And I said, Mom, I become a Christian.
然后对我母亲说，妈妈，我信主了。
And then my mom shouted at me.
我妈妈就大声的斥责我，责骂我。
对不起，对不起。I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
如果我当时我对到他的反应，我会马上跟他道歉，说对不起，我不应该这样子，我不应该这样做的话。
Don't worry, Mom. I have not yet been baptized in water.
你说妈，不用担心，我现在还没有洗礼呢。
So doesn't count.
可能还我的那个信仰还不算
数。Okay, from now on, I won't go to church.
好，你这么生气，那从今天以后，我就再也不去教会了。
Amen. And can you imagine when my brothers and sisters mocked at me? I said, "Look, don't laugh. It's quite normal, you know." Christianity is only a faith. Don't take it too seriously.
你想想，如果当时我的弟兄姊妹他们那边取笑我、嘲笑我的时候，我说：“哎呀，你们不要太在意，这只是一个信仰而已嘛，很正常的。”
Can you imagine if I did that?
如果想象当初我对他们的那种恶劣的反应，我这样子的态度的话
，Instantly, I would have stopped being a disciple.
那么从那一刻起，我可能就不会再做主的门徒了。
I will not be standing here today preaching.
我今天也不会站在这个讲台跟大家讲道。
There won't be church like this.
可能今天我们的这个教会也不复存在。
Amen.、嗯、Jesus is basically saying, when you become a Christian, it is a shameful thing for your family.
主在告诉我们，可能当你成为基督徒以后，对你家人而言，是让你很羞辱的一件事情。
So what must you do?
那我们要做什么呢
？Preach the gospel.
我们仍然要传讲主的福音。
Mom.Jesus is the true God.
爸爸妈妈知道神才是耶稣才是真正的神。
观音 is a devil.
观音是那个撒旦魔鬼。
You can kick me out if you like.
如果你想把我踢出家门都没问题。
But Jesus is the real God.
但这不能改变这个事实，基督才是真正的神。
You lot, you can laugh at me.
好，我们弟兄姊妹，你们可以笑我。
But you will become Christians yourself.
你们以后也会成为基督徒。
And what I did, I said, you will be the first one, followed by you, and then you two will become Christian together.
尽管他们当时那种各种的刁难我，但是我还是凭信心说，你们以后一二三四都要全部信主。
I was a Christian just one day.
当时我才信主一天而已。
One day.
一天的新生婴儿。
I was standing there facing this challenge.
当时我面对的那种家里的那压力极其大。
I said to my brother John, you will become a Christian very soon.
我对我弟弟 John 说，你会也会成为基督徒。
And I said to Aaron, you will be the next one.
我对我的哥哥 Aaron 说，下一个就是轮到你了。
And then I said to my two sisters, you two will become Christian together.
然后我对我两个姐姐说，你们两个会同时信主。
That's exactly what happened. Because God.Listens to our prayer.
然后真的，当时就按照我当时说的那种方式，真的就是这样成就了神垂听我们的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And that is why my whole family became Christians.
之后我的全家都得救，信主。
Because elsewhere Jesus says, "When you lose your family for my sake, you will gain even more."
因为主说，当你为了我的缘故来。放手你的家人，你会得着他们。
I had to lose my family in order to regain them, and more. Why? Because you become my family.
所以我们要为了主的缘故放手我的家人，会为了重新来主里面得着他们。
So not only have I gained my family, but all the brothers and sisters that came to know Jesus has become I part of my family.
所以我不光是得着了我血缘关系的家人，我因为耶稣基督，我得到了更多在主里面的弟兄姊妹们成为我的家人。
That's why Jesus said, count the cost.
所以主说这里要背我们的十字架。
When you become a Christian, don't one feet 一脚踏两船啊。
所以当我们成为基督徒以后，不要一脚踏两船。
Yeah, and don't become a secret Christian.
Secret?
A submarine Christian.
不要我们不要成为潜水艇的基督徒。
Then know that you're a Christian.
让别人知道你是真的基督徒。
Become a dominant spirit in your home.
那么在我家中，我们的灵有主导的权利。
You become the strong man in your home.
我们在我们家中要成为那有力的人。
That everything else will have to bow
to Jesus.
任何不属基督的灵都要跪在基督的脚前。
That's why on my first day as a Christian, I discovered greater is He that is in me than it is in the world.
在我信主第一天，我就意识到，在我里面的是胜过在这世上的。
Amen. That's why God has promised when you believe, your whole household will believe.
这是为什么主所应许我们一人得救全家都必得救。
It's not that God does not keep the promise. It is us that are disobedient.
那时候并不说神没有啊，没有信实他的应许，而是我们自己的不顺服。
Hans, can I hear myself a bit more? Otherwise, I end up shouting. Hallelujah. See, brothers and sisters, it is so easy to be ashamed of Jesus.
很多时候我们很容易为主的缘故感到羞愧。
When God restores the image in us, we are glorious.
当主恢复我们里面神的形象的时候，我们应该是蛮有荣光的。
Amen. That's why today's society will persecute us when we declare ourselves as a Christian.
所以在当今的社会当中，你说你是基督徒的时候，会受到很多的逼迫。
Amen.
Amen.
That is why, brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to fight this warfare in society in a different way.
所以我们需要知道在这个社会当中以如何不同的方式来做这种征战。
There is a way to preach to your colleagues.
有不同的方法来给你的同事传福音。
First, you must pray for them.
首先你要为他们祷告。
And then next, you must wait for the Holy Spirit to start the conversation.
然后你要等候主圣灵给你有这样的机遇来开始这样的一个对话。
Amen. And when you become a Christian, do not be ashamed of Christ when you go home.
所以当你成为基督徒以后，你回到家中，你不要因为基督而感觉很羞辱。
When your husband say, "I'm going to divorce you,"
但如果呢，你丈夫说，哦，因为你信主了，我跟你离婚。
And you say, "Welcome."
随你的病好了。
Amen. Because I tell you, it's all just empty words. Because nobody can divorce you unless God gives the permission.
所以我们不只是空话，就是如果没有神的允许，不可以不这种离婚的事情不会发生。
Nobody can fire you from your job unless God gives you permission.
没有神的允许，在职场上也没有一个人可以随随便便炒你的鱿鱼。
It's time to let people know who is the boss.
我们要人知道谁才是我们真正的生命的主宰。
Amen. When we stand strong, people will be blessed.
当我们在我们的信心当中站立得稳的时候，身边的人也因此而蒙福。
Verse 29 says, "Otherwise, when he laid the foundation, is not able to finish. All we see.It began to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and not able to finish."
二十九节接着说，恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他说，这个人开了工却不能完工。
The worst type of disciple is ones who call themselves disciple, but don't finish, don't walk as a disciple.
所以这种门徒行，这种门徒就是当我们呼召成为门徒，但是并没有完成做门徒的工。
Amen. That's why when my brothers and sisters saw that I won't give up.
所以当我的家人看到我们没有因我的信仰而放弃的时候
，So the four of them say, "How do you know Jesus is real?" I say, "He is real."
然后他们就可以质问我：“你如何知道基督是真的呢？”
Then my brother,
当我说是真的。
Then John said.Are you a Jehovah's Witness? I said, don't know what that means.
然后他就我的弟弟问我，你是不是耶和华见证人呢？
He said, do you believe in Adam and Eve? Who is that?
然后他问你知道谁是亚当和夏娃吗？我说没不知道。
Do you believe in the Father and the Holy Spirit as well? Don't know what you're talking about.
然后他们问我，你是不是相信那个圣父、圣子、圣灵？我说我也不知道你说什么。
All I know is Jesus. It's God.
我说我当时知道的全部的东西就是基督是神。
They said you have no proof.
然后我说，他们就说啊，你没有证明。
I said, do you want proof?
我说，你是不是想要证明呢
？I'm going to get you proof.
我会让你看到有证明。
At that time, I bought a brand new King James.
当时呢，我买了一本崭新的
圣经。That's why I always believed that the New King James was specially translated for me.
当时我买
because it was produced at the year that I was born again.
因为那个啊。
written, it was published in the year that I was born again.
当时我买的那个英文版是 New King James 那个圣经，然后当时我一直觉得这个圣经是为我写的，因为它的出版日就是我出生的那一年。
And that Bible I actually bought before I went on the train to come back. I bought it in London on the way home.
当时我在坐火车回家之前呢，我在那个火车站里面买了这本圣经。
So I have never opened it before.
当时还打开都没有开过。
I said, I'll get you proof.
我说我现在就给你一个证明。
So I took my Bible.
然后当时我拿起我的圣经。
Went upstairs.
然后去到我房间。
God.
我说神啊。
They say you're not real.
他们说你不是真的。
I'm now going to open this Bible, and you're going to talk to me.
我现在要打开这个圣经，请你对我说话。
And I just opened it.
然后呢，我就随机的打开。
Went to Isaiah 44.
然后去到以赛亚书四十四章。
I didn't even know what that means.
但是其实我对圣经一无了解。
And my eyes cast into the words, "I am the only God. There is no other."
然后当时我的眼睛就定在那个字眼上，我是唯一的神，除我以外别无他神。
I said, "Thank you."
我说啊，感谢神。
I went downstairs.
然后我马上就跑到楼下。
God had just spoken.
然后我说神刚刚对我说话了。
They laughed.
然后他们就在里面笑话我。
So what did he do? What did he do?
然后他们就问我你做什么了？
I opened the Bible and he said these words.
我说我就随意的打开圣经，然后我就看到这个经文在对我说话。
He is the only God and there is no other.
他说他是唯一的神，除他以外别无他神。
Little did I know that's exactly how God responds.
当时其实我根本都没有意识到，这其实就是神回应的方式。
Because God doesn't need to give you evidence.
神他自己不需要给你证明他的存在。
What he say he is, he is.
他说是就是。
And that day he said, I am the God.
那一天他告诉我们，
他就是神。
There
is no other God.
除他以外没有别神，没有他神。
So I read the first time scripture to them and to myself.
然后当时呢，我把这个经文呢，我自己读一遍，然后读给我的家人听。
Their response was laugh and laugh, just go away, you are mental.
然后他们当时的反应更夸张，一直在笑我，觉得我疯了。
Is it God is faithful?
但是神很信实。
Amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, there is nothing to be ashamed of.
其实我们不要因为我们的主而感觉蒙羞。
All you need to know is Jesus.
我们需要。认识我们的主。
I didn't know there was a Father. I didn't know there was a Holy Spirit.
当时我可能还没有认识父神，也没有认识圣灵。
But Jesus is all we need.
但是主耶稣就是我们所需要认识的。
So Jesus is basically saying, when you want to be my disciple, you need to finish.
所以主其实在告诉我们，当我们要决定做他的门徒时候，我们要完成这个功。
In verse 31, it said, "Or what king go out?" To encounter another king in the war, will he not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able to, with 10,000, to meet him who comes against him with 20,000?
三十一节这一说，或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的吗？
32. And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, anyone who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple.
然后三十二节说，若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求河西的条款。这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
See, Jesus is not laying down conditions of being a disciple.
主没有再给我们说做他的门徒有一个条件。
Jesus is basically saying, if you do not choose me first in life, you will never make it to the finish line.
主在告诉我们，如果我们在生命当中不把他居首位，我们是无法完成这个做他门徒的工作。
The worst thing to be is you kind of think you're a disciple, but you're not. You think you're a Christian, but you're not.
但是其实很糟糕的是，我们以为我们是主的门徒，但事实上我们不是。我们以为我们是基督徒，但并没有这个实质。
To put one foot on the ground and one foot on another place is so unstable.
所以我们把一只脚放在地上，一脚踩在水里，其实这样是非常不稳定的。
You can't go anywhere, nothing gets finished.
我们哪里都去不了，什么工都不能完成。
And all you end up doing, living a life of compromise.
我们结果就是我们做了一个不断在妥协的生命。
Carrying guilt all the time.
我们不断有一种羞愧在我们的里面。
Knowing that Jesus is God, and yet you cannot live a life for Him.
可能你知道他基督是神，但是你却不能过一个为他而活的生命。
You see, Jesus does not want you to live a life for him for his sake. It is for your sake, for my sake.
主让我们这样活，并不是为了他的缘故，而是为了你我们自己的缘故。
Amen.
为我们的益处。
Brothers and sisters, when we decide to become his disciple, it is the best decision you can ever make in your life.
就是当我们决定要做主的门徒的时候，是我们人生当中做的最好的决定。
That's why it is a fallacy to say I'm a believer, not but I'm not a disciple.
其实就
you can't have both. It's not a choice.
就是好像法利赛人那种假冒伪善人说我是信徒，但是我不是门徒，就是其实是不可能的。
Either you are a believer or you are not.
你要不就是信徒，要不你就不是。
If you are a believer, then you are a disciple.
如果你说你是信徒，其实你也是主的门
徒。God has begun the restoration of the image of God in you.
主已经开始在你里面要恢复神形象的工作。
But the Bible does not give you a choice. I want to be a believer, and yet I don't want to be His disciple.
但是圣经没有给我们这样的一个选择，说我做只是做主的信徒，但是不要做主的门徒。
I'm a believer, but I don't want to be baptized in water.
或者说我只是想做信徒，但是我不想受水洗。
There is no choice.
这并不是一个选择题。
This choice comes from man.
这样的选择只是我们人自己造出来的。
And that's why we do not experience the kind of life what God wants to give us.
就是因为我们总是做这样的选择，所以我们不能经历神所应许给我们的生命。
The life that God wants to give us is, as a disciple, is a wonderful life.
神想要赐给我们的这种门徒的生命，其实是很奇妙的生命。
He said, "If you lose your life for my sake, you will gain it."
他说，如果你为我的缘故来失去生命的话，你会得着生命。
And that's why, if you make a choice of following Jesus, it is the right choice.
所以如果你做一个决定来跟随主做他的门徒，就是一个对的决定。
It is not about how good you are, it is about how obedient you are.
并不是关乎我们有多好，是关乎我们对主的顺服。
So brother and sister, I encourage you not to be ashamed of being a Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要因为自己成为基督徒而感到羞愧。
Even if your family rejects you, your friend laughs at you, you just ignore it.
所以尽管可能你会遭到家人的羞辱，或者你朋友的那种嘲笑，但是你并不要去在意这些。
Put Jesus first.
我们仍然把主居首位。
Because when Jesus rules over you,
因为当主来掌管我们的生命的时候，
you will have His guidance.
你会得到主的引导。
You will have His help.
得到主的帮助。
He's always with you.
知道神时时与你同在。
Notice last week the wonderful presence of God was here.
那么上周我们所经历到主那美好的同在在我们当中。
So why did God manifest Himself like that?
为什么主他有彰显的同在给我们呢？
Because we are His children.
因为我们是他的孩子。
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, last week when we experienced God's Father's love in our midst, it is wonderful. It is a sense of what heaven's going to feel like.
所以当我们真的是在我们当中经历到神的那种父亲一样的爱的时候，是多么多么美好的一件事情。
You see, choosing Jesus above all is how we guarantee a success in our race.
所以其实当我们在一切之上选择主的时候，也是对我们在人生成功的一个保障。
Paul often talks about running a race.
保罗经常说我们要奔跑，我们要赛跑。
We are all running a race.
我们都在跑这个人生的道路。
And each of one of us are walking and running a particular path.
我们每个人都处于不同的人生赛道。
And each path will have its own difficulties.
每一条赛道，每条道路都有它自己的坎坷和困难。
Amen. Success to the world is that you win and you win and you win. Everything you do, you win.
那么对于世界来说，你的所谓的成功就是你做什么事都得胜，都赢，都顺利。
And that's how we think as a Christian, that everything we do must be breakthrough, blessing, win, win, win.
所以我们把这种世界的那种想法带到基督徒的观念当中，觉得我们做什么都是 要突破，要得胜，要赢。
And when we find difficulties and challenges, we feel, God, where are you? You feel, have I sinned against you? Am I under attack? And we begin to doubt.
所以当我们遇到一点困难和问题的时候，我们就说，神你在哪里？或者说是我冒犯了神，我是不是又产生很多的疑惑对神？
You see, we need to get rid of that mentality.
我们要拿走这样的一种想法。
You see, success in Christianity is not win, 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 win.
所以在基督徒的生命当中，我们得胜哦，我们这种生活方不只是要赢赢赢。
Success in Christianity is about finishing the race.
那么，作为一个成功的基督徒，是在乎我们要跑完我们当跑的路。
And along the way, you will fall.
那么，在这过程当中，我们会跌倒。
You will lose some battles.
我们可能在一些真正当中，我们会失败。
Things get challenging.
我们事情要得到挑战。
It gets difficult.
我们可能变得很困难。
The devil will trip you up.
那么，仇敌一定会来绊倒我们。
You will face hardships.
我们一定会遇到困难。
Success for us is can we stand up again?
那么对于我们来说，成功是我们在困境当中是不
是站
立起来呢 ？Success
for us, can we continue in that race?
那么对于我们的成功，是不是在这困境当中我们继续奔跑呢
？Success for us is not giving up.
那么成功对于我们而言，是不是我们不要不言放弃呢
？Even though I may not win, but I'm not defeated.
虽然我没有得没有赢这场战，但是我仍然没有放弃。
Even though I've fallen, but I'm not dead.
虽然我已经跌倒，但是我不致死亡。
It is about standing up.
是在乎我们再一次站立起来。
No matter how bruised and hurt you are, you carry on running.
不过我们受了 多大的那种创伤 和那个 沮丧，我们仍然站立起来，继续奔跑。
Along this race that we're running, some of us are running like Usain Bolt, others are running really well, others go.
可能在我们奔跑的道路上，有些人跑得很快，有些人很慢，有些人真的就快接不上气的感觉，很辛苦。
So what does success look?Life for us.
那么对于我们而言，成功是什么呢
？When I see one foot going forward, another foot going forward, when going forward.
当我看到我的脚还在不断的一步一步一步往前走的时
候 ，As long as your feet are moving one at a time going forward, you are winning.
那么只要我们的脚步还在一步一步往前走的时候，
Hallelujah.
我们就是在成功的道路上。
How many people are here? Are you going forward? No matter how slow you are.
不管我们多行走多么缓慢，我们的脚步还是不断的往前走。
Okay, other people might be running so fast, but as long as you are crawling forward, going forward, doesn't matter. You are finishing your race.
所以不管别人跑得多快，别人的状况怎么样，只要我们还一步一步，尽管很艰难，还在往前走，我们跑完我们当跑的路。
The moment you give up,
但是当我们一旦要放弃的那一刻。
That's when you've lost.
就是我们真正被打败的那一刻。
I've seen too many Christians give up their race.
我看到很多基督徒他们放弃他们的道路。
I remember one brother, he asked for my counsel.
我记得一个弟兄来找我跟他辅导。
And this is how I counsel people.
这是我辅导的方式。
I'm okay.I'm not bad.
我的程度也不差。
But there are times where I will shake you.
有的时候我会真的是给你很大的一种震撼。
I say to the brother.
然后我对那个弟兄说。
When I do your funeral.
当我来主持你葬礼的时候。
One day.
有一天。
What do I say in your funeral?
你想想我在你的葬礼上给你说什么呢
？Do I say, brother so and so?Did not finish his race. He gave up.
你想我跟别人说，在你的葬礼上说啊，某某弟兄他没有很遗憾，他没有完成他人生的道路。
Oh, would you like me to say, no? He went through a lot of challenges, and he nevertheless finished his race.
或者你像我这样说，虽然他人生坎坷，经历了很多的磨难，但是还最后完成了他的那个赛跑。
I'm asking the same question to all of us.
今天我又问大家同样的问题。
When I do your funeral,
当我可能有一天来主持你们葬礼
的时候 What would people be hearing?
那么参加你葬礼的人，他们会听到怎么样的一种说辞呢
？That you gave up.
是说你半途就放弃了呢
Or can I say he finished his race?
还是说他奔跑完了他的道路？
And the brother said, obviously I want to finish my race.
他说那个弟兄回答我说当然了我想跑完我的道路啊。
I said to him, counseling finish.
然后我说辅导结束。
This is what you need to pray every day.
这就是你每天要做的祷告。
But pastor, I was hoping you pray for something else.
但是他说我不是我以为你会给我为其他事
情祷告。I said, let me pray for you. Father, help him to finish his race.
然后当时我说那我为你祷告说父啊帮助他来完成他这个奔跑。
Isn't that most important, brothers and sisters?
这是不是我们应该最看重的事呢？
I know we are hurting.
我知道我们受伤害可能。
I know life is not so good.
我知道人生也不如意。
But that's life.
但这就是每个人都要面对的人生。
Is it in the world they have no hope?
在这个世界上，没信主就没有一点
盼望。There's nothing to live for.
没有任何活着的意义。
But we have a purpose.
但是我们有人生的目的。
And there's a purpose and an upward calling.
那就是我们从天上来呼给我们的一个呼召。
That we, no matter what circumstances with our life is good or bad.
所以在我们生命当中不管是顺境好还是逆境也好
We must finish the race.
我们都要完成我们前面的道路
Don't let success and riches stop you from finishing your race.
不要让这个世界的成功 和所有的东西来阻止你们完全你奔跑的道路
Neither do you allow hardships to stop you from finishing the race.
也不要让你经历的困难来难阻你
Amen.
停止奔跑
Amen. I have seen too many people over the years.When they were running the race so well.
我见过以前我见过很多人他们在过往的时候跑得非常的好。
You see them in church every week.
然后每周在教会见到他们。
Until.
直到有一天。
They found the job.
他们找到工作的时候。
Rather than come back to praise the Lord.
与其说回到教会来感谢赞美神。
That was the last time I seen them.
可能找他们工作那一天看就是我在教会见到他们的最
后一天 Brothers and sisters, there's a line in front of us. When you cross that line, you stop running your race.
所以那时候我们前面可能有很多那个有很多线然后我们跨过那个线可能我们就停止奔跑了
I advise you to always notice what is it that will stop you from running the race.
所以我们自己要去不断的省察去发觉是什么东西不断的阻止我们去继续奔跑呢
Whatever it is, you must pray that the Holy Spirit keep you away from that line.
所以不管这个男主这条线是什么你要祷告圣灵帮助你要警醒要去、
That the Holy Spirit will enlarge your heart.
让圣灵会扩张你的心界
That he will transform you.
然后让他来改变你的生命。
Because every day there's a danger you may cross that line.
因为可能每一天你都有这个危险你要跨过的那条线，然后你就停止奔跑了。
Over the years, I've seen too many people give up the race.
在过去很多时候，我见过很多人，他们不知道各种原因放弃奔跑。
And that's why I don't want to do their funerals.
这就是我很不想主持他们的葬礼。
Because I might say he did not finish his race.
因为我怕我自己在那个葬礼上说这句话，说很遗憾他没有完成他的道路。
So if you ever want me to do your funeral, in other words, if I live longer than you, if you want me to do your funeral, finish your race.
所以如果我真的是有恩典的，比你活得更长，我有机会主持你的婚礼的时候，葬礼的时候 ，make sure, 你要确保你要完成你的奔跑的道路。
Say I will finish the race.
让我们说我们要完成我的道路。
I will fight the good fight.
我要打一个美好的仗。
I will finish the race.
我要完成我们的道路。
And we read in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight.And sin which clings to so closely, let us run with endurance that the race, the endurance race that is set before us.
希伯来书十二章一节说：“我们既有许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。”
Notice Paul didn't say, "Let us run with joy."
保罗也没有说我们要欢喜的去奔跑
Because that's what some churches teach. Run with joy.
那么可能有些教会很激励的说我们要欢喜的去奔跑这个前
面的路程 Neither does it say run with misery.
也没有说哇很悲哀的去奔跑
What does it say brothers and sisters?
他这里是 保罗是什么呢
？Endurance
是存着忍耐的心。
Why do you need endurance？
为什么你要存忍耐的心呢
？So that you don't give up，
这样子你就不会轻言放弃。
Amen， brothers and sisters， I want you all to keep running。
弟兄姊妹，我们要我们每个人都不停的奔跑，不住的奔跑。
On the way, you might see me running really slow
。可能你在半路上又看到我很缓慢的在奔跑。
And then you say, Pastor, why are you so slow？
那你说，哦，牧师为什么这么慢？你说不要管我。
Amen. You just tell everybody, mind your business, endurance.
可能你说你不要管我，你管好你自己，我在忍耐中奔跑。
Some of us are feeling like that, right？
我们有些人可能有这样的感觉。
How many of you are just going？
有些人会不会觉得？带着很沉重的那个身体在奔跑。
Brothers and sisters, let's help each other to run the race.
弟兄姊妹，让我们也彼此的去扶持、鼓励的，一起来奔跑这个道路。
And when you see me running out of breath, say, Pastor, let me help you.
如果你有时候你看到我已经喘不上气的时候，来扶我一把吧。
Let's help each other to run.
我们彼此扶持。
Amen. Because sometimes running the race is hard.
因为有时候真的奔跑这个道路不容易。
He said in verse finish right now, verse 2.Looking to Jesus,
这就是我们仰望耶稣
the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
这就是仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，因他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Verse 2 describes that Jesus ran the race as well.
在第二节其实也叫我们描述了我们的主也奔跑了这个道路。
He had to endure as well. The word endure is there.
他说他也忍受了，他也忍耐
了。Jesus was when he was carrying the cross, he was going, and someone else had to carry it for him.
主他自己也亲自背起了这个十字架，他到那种地步，他要需要别人的扶持。
But do you know he made it to the cross?
但是他最终去走向了十字架。
Do you know when Jesus said, "The Son of Man does not cannot find a place to lay his head"?
当主说人子连枕头的地方都没有。
He said, "Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man cannot find a place to." Lay to rest his head.
他说狐狸有洞，天上的鸟有窝，但人子连枕头的地方也没有。
You see, Jesus never rest his head because he was running.
主他没有一刻是休息的，因为他在不断的奔跑当中。
But the Bible says he went to the cross.
但是主圣经说他去到了十字架。
And then exactly the same Greek words say he then bowed his head.
圣经说他低下了头。
That is the same word as lay his head.
也是说他安息了他的头。
So therefore Jesus finished his race and lay his head.
所以主在最后一刻他完成了奔跑完他的道路，最后安息了。
That's our picture for us. 歇
了。
When I lay my head.
所以这是我们一个人生的一个图画。
That's when we finally rest.
当我们最后歇了的时候，就是我们最后跑完了我们的路程。
Before that，
在那之前
，We're running。
我们不要忘记要不断的忍耐的奔跑。
How long have you been running？
我们跑了多久呢
？I've been running for 40 years。
我跑了40年之久了。
Amen. I said, God, still a long way。
主啊，是不是前面还有很长一段路呢
？Amen. And I'm telling you, although it's hard。
我告诉大家，虽然这个道路很艰难
，It is the most privileged, most honorable thing to do on this earth.
但是却是在这个世上最得尊荣、最值得做的一件事情。
Nothing else compares with it.
没有任何东西与之相比。
Because along the way,
因为在这个道路当中
，you find Jesus.
因为你会遇见耶稣。
Holy Spirit is there.
圣灵在我们的左右。
Hallelujah! It is a fellowship.
是与我们主的团契。
So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, while you are running your race, no matter how tough it is.
当我们在奔跑这个道路的时候，不管多困难。
The Bible teaches us to endure.
圣经教导我们要忍耐。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Amen.
Amen.
Help each other.
我们要彼此扶持。
Let's keep running.
不断的奔跑。
Because that's discipleship.
因为这就是主所呼召我们的做的。
I'm going to become like Jesus.
我要成为主的样式。
I'm going to become like Jesus.
我要成为主的样式。
You see, today when you look on the internet, everybody is trying to use AI to try to make what Jesus looked like.
在现在网络当中，很多用 A 那个智能的技术来模仿耶稣的那个样子形象。
I hope one day we can just type on these reply as one of these comments. Just look at a Christian, you can see Jesus.
我希望有一天我们就说，你不用去模仿，你看基督徒你就知道神的形象。
I hope one day he said, just look at Ruth. That's what Jesus looks like.
我希望有一天看到 Ruth 知道主是什么样子。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣
It's such a privilege and honor to run with you.
主啊，这是何等的荣幸，何等的那种优先。
You have set the example.
主啊，你为我们做了最好的样式。
That you obeyed and you went to the cross.
主，你因为你的顺服，你走上了十字架。
We thank you for your love for us.
谢谢你对我们的爱。
And we thank you.
我们谢谢你。
That we're going to run the race.
主，我们今天也要同样奔跑这个道路。
And we're not going to give up. And I just pray for brothers and sisters, Lord, today who are facing challenges.
主，我们当中弟兄姊妹今天遇到困难的祷告。
Lord, that you give them strength.
主，求你赐给他们力量。
And the endurance.
和从你而来的忍耐。
To help them, Lord, not to give up.
帮助他们不要放弃。
And help us this week, Lord, to find other brothers and sisters who are hurting.
主，也帮助在周间我们找到一些其他可能受到伤害的弟兄姊妹们。
To help them to run the race.
帮助他们重新来奔跑这个道路。
Brothers and sisters, while we're praying, will you do that?
弟兄姊妹，当我们祷告的时候，你会这样做吗？
Will you think of somebody this week?
你会想起我们当中有些弟兄
姊妹。You haven't seen for a long time.
可能有些我们很久未见的知己。
Or somebody's missing in church.
或者很多我们在教会中很久没有见的弟兄姊妹们。
Give them a call.
给他们打个电话。
And ask them how are you.
然后来关怀他们一下。
Help them.
也帮助他们。
Encourage them.
鼓励他们。
To not to give up.
告诉他们不要放弃。
Hallelujah.And I just pray, Lord, for those of us, O God, whose life is good.
所以对我们当中可能我们生命如当今看来还算顺利的情况。
Father, thank you for your blessings.
主，我们谢谢你的祝福。
And I just pray, Lord, for brothers and sisters who are being blessed.
我们也为我们当中真的蒙主祝福的弟兄姊妹献上感恩。
That we will never forget that blessing comes from you.
让我们不要忘记一切的祝福是从你而来。
Strengthen them, Lord.
主，求你刚强我们。
And give them a purpose and a vision.
给我们从你而来的目的和意向
to touch other people's lives.
让我们可以来触摸别人的生命。
So Lord, I ask you, Lord, to bring peace and joy into our families.
主啊，求你把平安和喜乐带到我们的家中。
And help us to see breakthroughs.
帮助我们可以看到突破。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's worship Jesus.
让我们来敬拜我们的主。
Above all kings, above all nations. nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth, the treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what's yours. Trample on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. Crucified behind the storm, you lived to die, rejected and like a rose, trample on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above.
Okay. I just really sense that. I want to give opportunity for brothers and sisters here today and online.
我想跟我们当中 在线上和在教会的弟兄姊妹今天一个机会。
God is not condemning us.
神并不是在定罪我们。
If we feel that we haven't lived a life that follows Jesus.
如果我们觉得我们好像没有活出一种跟随主的那种生
命。 But the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 1 it says, For there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
在罗马书八章一节告诉我们在基督耶稣里面是没有定罪的。
God is not condemning us.
神并不是在定罪我们。
God is lovingly this afternoon calling us.
神因为出于爱在呼召我们。
To choose us.
来拣选我们。
When we choose Him.
让我们来拣选他。
It is a good thing to do.
是一个与我们有益的事，让我们来做。
When we choose Him.
当我们来选择耶稣的时候。
We will find life.
我们能找到真正的生命。
We will find purpose.
我们会找到人生的目的。
Right now, Father.
父啊，我们祷告现在。
I ask you, Lord God, to encourage brothers and sisters who may feel heavy in their hearts.
主，求你亲自来鼓励我们当中今天觉得心里很沉重的。
And say, God, we are sorry.
父啊，我们很对不起。
I have not been following you.
可能我真的是在之前的生活命当中我没有真正的跟随你。
If you are one of those people,
如果你是这样的，你是当中的一位。
I ask you to quietly in your own heart.
我请求你在你的心中默默这样说。
Father,
你说父啊。
I'm sorry.
我对不起你。
I want to follow Jesus.
我想要跟随耶稣。
I want to be his disciple.
我想要成为他的门徒。
I want to know him.
我想要来认识他。
I want to help others to become disciples.
我也想要帮助其他的人来成为主的门徒。
Help me, Lord.
主求你帮助我。
Give me purpose.
给我人生的目的。
Give me strength.
给我力量。
Give me a purpose in life.
给我人生的目的。
That I may make a difference in your kingdom.
让我在你的国度当中有不同。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Let's sing this again.
Hallelujah.
Above all power. Let's worship him now.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men, you are here before the world.Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth, the treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what's yours.
Jesus is all about you.
主啊，一切都关乎你。
I'm so glad today that you are on the throne.
主啊，今天你坐在宝座上如此。
And nobody else.
除你外，别无他人。
No other man is on the throne.
除你外，别没有任何的人是坐在那个宝座上。
I'm so glad my King is on the throne.
主何等的庆幸我的王坐在宝座上。
Our King.
我们的王。
The one who loves us is on the throne.
那一位爱我们的王坐在宝座上。
So the whatever plan you have for our lives,
所以我们对我们人生有任何的计划，
it can only be good,
都会是好的。
It can only be precious,
只一定是宝贝、珍贵的。
Father, help us to turn our face to Jesus.
父啊，求你帮助我们，让我们转向基督。
The author and the finisher of our faith.
那创始我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So that at the end of the day,
那我们到最后的时候，
we all can say that I finish my race.
我们都可以真的是很有信心的说，我们跑完那当跑的路。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
I ask you to bless every family.
请你祝福每个家庭。
Help us, Lord, to save our children.
也帮助我们对我们的孩子说。
Our husband and wives and our parents.
对我们的丈夫、我们的妻子或者我们的父母说。
Our friends and neighbors.
或者我们的邻居、我们的朋友。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
好嘞，大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面。神祝福大家。